We've come up here into the senior producer's office now. We're with Paul Williams, who you'll know from the Nicky Campbell Show, and also our own producer from Steve Wright in the Afternoon, Mick Vilkoich. Let me ask you first of all, Paul, what is the job of a Radio 1 producer? Most people listening will think, well, I've heard about the producer, but what does he or she actually do? What is that job, Paul?
The job is to work with a DJ and to choose the music in conjunction with that DJ, in the light of the brief you're given by the management of Radio 1. Now, I know that sounds a bit of a mouthful, but it's really to do a programme and make sure it's good and successful for listeners who we know are listening at that time of day or night.
Mick Vilkoich is with us also. Now, I know very much so that how hard you work.
Thank you.
Now, your duties are something altogether different because on our particular show, Steve Wright in the Afternoon, we're also booking guests, etc., right?
That's right, yeah. It's much more, it's a larger brief than a straightforward disc jockey show. We have the guests, we have the lifestyle stuff we have to chase up, we have Richard to organise with Mikey in the pit, we have the sketches to do, and like I said, the guests take a large, inordinate amount of time to organise because they're always flitting through the country, you have to try and catch them at the right time, edit the tapes down, you know, it just goes on forever.
I'm giving you two a real good time here and making you sound as if you really work hard. I have to say that you do, but you do actually work fairly long hours, both of you. What time do you come in and what time do you go home?
My day goes from about 8 in the morning to about 6:30 at night, and there's no break in the middle.
And what about you, Paul?
I'm in about sort of 10:30 in the morning with the night show I'm doing, and then I sort of around some nights till not until 1 o'clock in the morning. But that's not every night.
What do you think about the general atmosphere at Radio 1? And be honest, tell us about the atmosphere in this building, Egton House.
When I first came to Egton House, it reminded me largely of Steptoe's backyard. It's so, it's small, it's cluttered, but lived in. And, you know, you get the feeling that if you actually lifted the carpets, there'd be like old disc jockeys and records underneath there. I think it's good, and it's been good for the, 7 years I've been here. I've enjoyed it thoroughly in this building.
Are there any disc jockeys that you've worked with over the past, say, 10 years or so, that you really would rather not work with again?
I wouldn't say that about you, Steve. We had a great time in Northern Ireland. I remember with the road show there.
I pretended to be asleep in the back of the car so he wouldn't talk to me. Anyway, thank you both.